It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
The MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. Ross from the Texarkana, Texas Parks and Recreation Department. Been there. I had to get educated on it. He's been there 2 years there, but he was like 9 years over at Arkansas. So over a decade of parks and recreation.
I had to do the math.
You're looking in your head like, is he 9 plus 2 is more than a decade?
I'm aware of that now, sir.
And I'm only 25.
And it's amazing.
Just a baby.
He started as a baby. But anyway, Parks and Recreation, and we're all happy to hear that Parks and Recreation, which kind of got clamped down a bit, not completely. It was never completely clamped down, but it got clamped down a bit during the COVID. Making returns. So right. Give us kind of update on right now what's been opened back up and what you can do.
Recently, we opened up playgrounds. You know, we've always, well, let me back up and say that we feel like parks is an essential. It really is an essential part of our daily lives. We've got, through that time, we had walkers. We had, you have your joggers, all that stuff, fishing, things of that nature. So that stuff never stopped. Just recently, we opened up our playgrounds.
Right.
That has gone, you know, really well, to my knowledge. You know, if you don't tell us, we don't know. But to our knowledge, all that's gone really well. We're looking at opening up, or we've opened up baseball practice. So on June 1st, we've opened up baseball and softball and soccer practice. You can kind of start getting back into that competitive mode, you know, just using reason and being safe. We've also got our baseball games that are going to resume on the 15th.
Uh-huh.
Softball will resume on the 20th. We have a tournament set up for June 20th, another really large softball tournament, set up for July the 12th. And then in the soccer world, we've got a great opportunity to host a 3v3. So it's a 3-on-3, three versus three type of tournament. It kind of plays to the situation we're in, you know, on the distancing and stuff. So it's a little modified. Fields are modified. But we've got on June the 20th and 21st, we will have a lot of people descending on Texarkana to come in and play some soccer.
Cool.
It's a really fast game, 3-on-3.
It is. It's quick. You know, it's not going to be the numbers. You're not going to see the mass.
You're going to see some
mass.
You're
not going to see the mass numbers of people coming in, but you are going to see, you know, the teams are going to be out there. It's very modified, you know, again. But it's going to be a good event, along with baseball kicking off and everything. So Legion baseball starting. So we're really starting to kind of get back into it. Looking forward to having the Twins.
The Twins,
yeah,
Legion baseball,
about that.
George Dobson Field, and then, of course, the great parks you got there for the Dixie.
Yes.
And so great setup. And you also have a great setup out at Grady Wallace, too.
Right. Yeah, Grady Wallace is a wonderful park. You've got several facets of Grady. You've got the passive, you know, the where you want to walk in and the serenity and everything. You've got the soccer fields. You've got the softball, all the walking trail, you know, that goes around the loop. It's starting to open back up, and we're going to get busy.
All right. And we talked a little bit about it on the when we did the Facebook, but Southwest Center also opening back up.
Southwest Center's opening up in phases. Mm-hmm. I think you know, we've kind of got a limit on how many people we're allowing in the gym for the, you mentioned Zumba earlier.
there's a basketball court in there.
For the basketball and all the other activities, I think we may be, well, I don't even want to jump into numbers, but I know that those numbers are going to go up just a small margin on Monday as to how many people we're letting in. But we are opening up pavilions. Those type of services will slowly start to open up again with some minor, you know, adjustments to it.
Tennis courts open, right?
Tennis courts have been open, yes. Mm. They opened up also June 1st.
I love tennis.
I hadn't
played it in a long time, but I love it.
We like to watch it.
I need to play it. That'll get you in shape.
Right.
Tennis will get you in shape. Either one of you ever play like racquetball back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah, I got my share of tennis and racquetball, yeah.
Yeah, racquetball.
And then volleyball.
Talk about getting in shape.
Back home there was volleyball, where you played volleyball in the racquetball.
Uh-huh.
It was a fun game.
Okay. Back in Canada?
Back in Fort St. John, Canada.
Okay. I didn't know whether that was Idaho.
You just wanted to say, yes, you are
Canada.
Idaho.
Okay. 1039-985, mypigradio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show. Morning Show has friends from the community like Ross from Texarkana, Texas, Parks and Recreation. And we've been talking about all the activities that are beginning to once again happen at the all the different parks. How many acres did you say that all these parks cover?
Gosh, we cover, Texas Parks and Recreation covers about a little over 500 acres.
Wow. God, that's a ranch.
That's
a lot of land.
It's
a small ranch.
Yeah. Lots of people have to take care of that.
Yeah. And, you know, and we have a handful of guys that take care of it, and they work really hard. I've seen that firsthand. These guys are out, you know, in the heat, especially with what we've got coming in right now. you know, they're working hard to make sure our parks are safe and clean and presentable.
Yeah, and they definitely are. And lots of fun happens at the parks. So it's a great place. Every community needs good parks, and we seem to have an abundance of them. Really, for our size of a town, we have quite a few parks.
Right. Well, we almost have two of everything, don't we?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. That's true. Well, you know, Ross, we always play a game.
All right.
With our people that come in. And you and Anna are going to play a game.
I'm going to win.
That's what you said earlier, and I think you tied.
Somebody. Arm wrestling?
This is not that hard a game. This is just what's up today. It's headline, truth, or trash. Okay. So I'm going to give you a headline.
Don't look at the screen.
Yeah, don't look at the screen because you cheat. And give you you get a chance to say, yeah, it's truth, yeah, it's trash. Okay? All right, here we go. Staying at home increases waste, as in waste, garbage.
Right.
Does staying at home increases waste?
I don't know.
I'm going to say no, because I forgot to put my trash can out last week, and it's full now. Yeah. So
I like your thinking there.
We're going to go with his. We're going to say no.
Absolutely, you're right. That is trash. It may increase this waistline, the waistline, because you're at home eating too much.
Yeah, we ate too much.
Yeah, all right. Unemployment skyrockets among lip readers because of mask.
That just sounds like trash. Just doesn't even make sense.
It seems irrelevant, but yes, it's hard to read people's lips when they have a mask on.
So you think the unemployment has gone up
for
lip readers? Okay, it's trash. It's not real. They take the mask off.
Funny how that might happen.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Joe Exotic.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, you know, the Tiger King thing. Begs Kim Kardashian to help free him.
Oh, that sounds so stupid.
That
it might be
true.
Yep. So stupid, it's true.
Y'all are right on. It is true. It is true. Justin Bieber to change his name to Igor Bieber.
No.
Seems fitting, but no.
No.
All right, you got that right. That's trash. Crayola crayons release multiple skin tone colors. You know, they had the flesh tones or whatever back in the day. I don't know if these, whatever, what they have now. They did.
Okay. Yeah. I believe you.
Okay. So you think they're going to release multiple skin tone colors? Is that true?
I thought they'd already released them. Let's go with yes.
I'm going to say no, just to be different.
Well, okay. You were different, but Anna got it right. It is true.
That's all
right.
I was riding my answer.
Your heads and beds.
And here is the very last one.
Thank goodness.
You don't like my game today?
Yes, I like your game.
Hottest new sports, pizza, frisbee golf.
No, you can't throw a pizza.
Pizza, frisbee golf.
It might be right.
Yes.
If you baked it right.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yes.
It's trash.
No.
Oh, see, you led me down.
And I said last one, I actually got one more.
Okay, let's go.
Iranian parliament chants death to America.
Oh, probably.
Anything related to that would be yes.
Probably yes.
You got that one right. True. So y'all did pretty good.
Thank you.
All in all, I say y'all passed truth or trash today.
I wish school was that
awesome.
Easy.
Yeah, you would. If we were playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, you'd be on to the seventh grade. So once again, things opening up in the Parks and Recreation. Lots of baseball, Dixie baseball, Legion baseball, softball, some soccer. It's all coming out back to us again. If anybody has questions or wants to find out information about Parks and Recreation in Texarkana, Texas, what do they do?
They can go to our website, naturally, and check us out there. And we've also, you can contact the Southwest Center.
Mm-hmm.
You can look that up in the book, Google it, whatever, and the Southwest Center will dispatch you to anybody that can answer your question. Or excuse me, to
They're
the
very
person
helpful.
That can answer your question.
They're very, very helpful, because I had to call around and find people, and they got me to the right person second try.
All right.
It worked out.
You got any more questions, 007?
No.
You know why I called you 007?
Because you like my coat.
Yeah, it's that coat you got on. It kind of looks 007-ish. All right, Ross, thanks for coming in and joining us, and thanks for updating us on the parks around Texarkana.
Make sure you come back.
Yep. Oh, we will. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.